This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, keeps her ear to the ground to keep us informed on the trends in the ever-evolving world of healthcare and health insurance. And Carrie, I understand that recently you've sensed something of a disturbance in the force.
Well, you could put it that way, Meghna. It's actually sort of like, you know how you learn a new word and then all of a sudden you're hearing it all around you? So in the last couple of 3 months, I've kept hearing the term tiered health insurance. That's tiers, T-I-E-R-S. And it came from the Attorney General, Martha Coakley, when she talked about how to reduce healthcare costs. I heard it at state health hearings about how to bring down costs. And I also heard perhaps the most emphatic bit from Eric Schultz, who's the head of Harvard Pilgrim Health Plan.
The time is now for this transformation. This is a major step in transforming the healthcare delivery and financing strategies in our country.
So that's Eric Schultz, head of Harvard Pilgrim Health Plan, with some pretty strong words about how tiered or different levels of health insurance plans are the wave of the future. But Carrie, I guess when you think about it, tiered plans aren't terribly unfamiliar. We see them in the consumer marketplace already. But how would it exactly work in health insurance?
Well, they're a little bit like a cell phone plan in that you can sign up for a basic cell phone plan, but then let's say you want to like send a photo message to somebody. You can do that. You're just going to pay a little extra out of pocket.
Every time you do that.
Say
you want to go, you want to roam and you don't have a national plan. If you're out in Montana, you can make the call, but it's going to cost you more.
Right. So basically you're paying a lower price for your basic plan, but then you pay extra for maybe extra cost things that you do.
Or you could get a higher priced plan that includes these extras as a regular part of the plan that you're already paying for.
Exactly.
Okay.
So unlike with cell phones, here's how it would work with health insurance. You decide that you want to buy a tiered plan, you probably get some kind of discount on your plan, 5, 10, 15%. It varies. And in exchange for that, you then are basically committed to a certain tier. And that means that you are supposed to go to a lower cost, or they would say higher efficiency, bunch of hospitals or doctors or providers in general. And if you want to go out of your tier, in other words, if you want to go to a tier of higher cost, then you would pay money out of pocket that could range from $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 copays for an office visit to $1,000 for a big hospitalization.
And it's the insurance company that tells you which doctors fall into what tier.
Right.
Okay, so Carrie, with these similar tiered plans in the health insurance world, why is everyone so hot about them?
Well, it is a very hot topic. And the reason is that one of the central problems that people see in the healthcare system now and why the prices just keep going up and up is because people have what is called no skin in the game. Like basically, once you've paid your health insurance premium, you have no reason to care whether you go to a more expensive hospital or doctor or a less expensive hospital or doctor. So of course you're going to go to the, or you're going to tend to go to the more expensive ones. This, as some people put it, if you're paying, I'll take the foie gras, right? Why wouldn't you? Right.
Yeah.
Or so, for example, let's say you're going to have a baby. Why should you care whether you go to a hospital where it costs $15,000 or a hospital where it costs $5,000 when it's going to be the same price for you? So this is a way to get consumers to care more about how much their care costs.
Okay, so let's use the having the baby example to clarify a little bit. With a tiered health plan, say if I chose one of the lower tiers, I would have a lower premium. But if I went to one of these higher priced places to have my baby, then I'd be paying the difference, essentially?
Well, probably not the whole difference, okay. But let's say that you would have to pay $1,000 copay instead of $200 copay. So what's hoped is that this will actually be a way to change your behavior and make you say, you know, that cheaper hospital also has pretty good quality. I guess I'll go there because I don't want to pay the extra $1,000 to go to the expensive hospital.
Okay, so by changing people's behavior en masse, I presume, that's what they hope will then lead to an overall reduction in healthcare costs?
Exactly.
Okay. So is there any evidence that it would work?
Well, let's go to Harvard economist Michael Chernu.
The challenge overall is how individual patients will respond to these plans and whether or not they will move towards the providers that are less expensive, or whether the tiered plans will force the providers that are more expensive to lower their prices. And there's a stunning lack of evidence on either of those two points. So while I believe the potential for cost savings are there, it is not certain that the programs will be developed or that the patients will respond in a way that those potential cost savings will actually be realized.
So, Carrie, that's actually a very interesting take from one economist. That's Michael Chernu from Harvard. But in addition to that, I mean, listening to Chernu, it makes me think that there are potentially a number of other pitfalls with the whole concept of making tiered health plans. I mean, it seems from what you're describing, sort of now more than ever, we're going to need to know, exactly which health plans we're choosing, the true cost of our health care. Basically, we're going to have our minds wrapped around a lot more information. And I have to say, nobody that I know, I think, is going to give anybody in the health insurance industry an award for clarity or simplicity of information.
Well, you can't say it's all their fault. I mean, some of these plans really are complex, and I have to confess that I don't think I've ever read a cell phone contract of mine or, in fact, a health insurance plan of mine to know exactly what's in there. But that's kind of one of the central issues of these tiered plans, is that for them to really work, the consumers have to know what is in their plans, which tiers their different doctors or hospitals are on. And so it becomes a major challenge in terms of information. So in fact, here's Kate Bisego with the advocacy group Healthcare for All, who's the head of their helpline, which takes calls from people who are perplexed or confused or distressed about something to do with their healthcare.
People are very confused. Why am I getting bills for co-pays or for services that used to be $15 and now they're asking me for a $50 co-pay? We talk to them and we ask them, do you have a tiered health insurance plan? People have no idea what we're asking them. What is a tier? You know, I was never informed of this, whereas you may be informed through a member booklet.
You know, Carrie, a little bit earlier, you mentioned this idea that tiered health plans force us as consumers to have, quote, more skin in the game. But in your piece on Common Health, you quoted someone as saying the problem is that it is, with healthcare, it's actually our own skin. It's our own bodies. I mean, we've been using the cell phone plan as an analogy, but healthcare is just a qualitatively different thing. It's our own bodies. I mean, we've already had a comment on our Facebook page about this. Someone named Michael Bernstein wrote, "This is a terrible idea for urgent care, uncommon diseases, and chronic conditions. In all of these cases, patients don't have the luxury of shopping around." So basically, I guess what he's implying is that tiered health plans may further the divide between healthcare haves and have-nots.
Yes. Now, I do think that the health insurers tend to have ways of dealing with situations in which there really isn't choice. You really should only be paying extra if you have some choice about it, and I think they do deal with that. But it does indeed raise this question of, is it really choice? Also, if you can't afford anymore, if you can't afford a bigger copay, or if you can't afford a bigger deductible, and that is a big concern, that this is dividing our healthcare system even more into a rich and poor system.
Well, you know, we started by me saying that you sensed a quivering in the force regarding health insurance. So when are tiers and tiered health plans coming to Massachusetts?
Oh, well, they're already here, actually. There's quite a bit of tiering in Massachusetts already. And it's growing quickly. Both Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Tufts Health Plan introduced new tiered plans as of July 1st, actually, just now. And also Blue Cross Blue Shield introduced this actually fairly controversial plan last winter that said that if you go to a more expensive hospital, you can pay as much as $1,000 extra. And their chief, Andrew Dreyfus, says that it's one of the fastest growing plans they've ever had. So, honey, it's coming. It's here. And you may well want to check into it when the next time you're choosing health insurance.
Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Megna.
Well, as you heard, tiered health plans are complicated, but they are coming, perhaps soon, to your health insurer. So Carrie's put together a tip sheet on how to navigate these new systems, and we've got a link to that at our website, radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on the program, Boston is gearing up to launch a new bike share program next week. Tomorrow we discuss bike culture in the city. Can cyclists, pedestrians, and drivers coexist without crashing into each other?
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Albert, Dan Mauzy, and Jason Breslow. We received extra help today from producer Anna Pinker. Our interns are Amory Sievertson and Maddie Neufeld.
I'll throw Rachel Gottbaum in there as well. Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.